Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money, major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
I can do anything.
NCAA women's basketball semifinals are tonight. Notre Dame coach Muffet McGraw made news before her team's game, addressing an issue far beyond basketball. Dana Jacobson on McGraw's message.
We don't have enough visible women leaders. We don't have enough women in power.
On the sport's biggest stage, Notre Dame head coach Muffet McGraw made an impassioned plea at the women's Final Four, calling for gender equality in sports.
Men have the power. Men make the decisions. It's always the men that is the stronger one. And when these girls are coming out, who are they looking up to tell them that that's not the way it has to be? And where better to do that than in sports?
McGraw is in her 32nd season at Notre Dame. And her Fighting Irish are the defending national champs. The Hall of Fame coach caused a stir earlier this week when she said that she would no longer hire men as her assistant coaches.
When you look at men's basketball, and 99% of the jobs go to men, why shouldn't 100 or 99% of the jobs in women's basketball go to women?
In 1972, when Title IX was enacted to end gender discrimination in school sports, more than 90% of women's college teams across two dozen sports had a female head coach. Today, that number is about 40%. In 1978, 79% of coaches in women's college basketball were female. Now, it's down to 57%. McGraw also addressed the lack of progress for women in politics.
We've had a record number of women running for office and winning. I'm getting tired of the novelty of the first female governor of this state, the first female African-American mayor of this city. When is it going to become the norm instead of the exception?
While McGraw received a lot of support for her comments, there was some backlash, specifically to that vow not to hire men. UConn's Gino Auriemma said she should send a thank you to the guys who used to be on her staff for helping recruit the players that won a championship. Margaret, it appears the rivalry between the coaches continues and their teams face off tonight.
Thanks, and I know Dana will have more NCAA Final Four coverage from Minneapolis on CBS This Morning Saturday and later at the men's semifinals on CBS.
All right, apparently, well, today's podcast is titled June Cleaver, CEO, Are Women Builders or Opportunists? 619-768-2945. Apparently, this topic might be a little bit too hot to handle. Let's go back to our June Cleaver theme and see if we can get anybody to chime in on this topic.
Me, I lost the wholesale of every crew in Winchester Homes. Them horses take a Marlowe shit now.
He pushing the independence over Hilltop, too. I lost three crews there this month.
What about the east side?
There we got a much bigger problem. All those ugly-ass bitches in Yankee hats chasing all the locals.
Man, them New York boys ran off of most of Del Boy's people. Those who stay, I take their package.
Man, all this theorizing about how it be product, not territory. You can't talk that shit if a nigga snatching all of the territory and won't take none of your product.
See, the thing is, Marlo was only taking a little bite. The New York cats is like Walmart coming to town.
Me personally, I think it's time Walmart went home.
If we gonna bump with him, it's gotta be all of us.
I tell you what, I like to see Marlo with us in on that one. You know what I mean? One big Baltimore team.
Yeah, Marlo can make an inconvenient nigga disappear, can't he?
I heard he got some kind of hookup at this funeral home in Westport. Coffin goes in there and needs two pallbearers. Come out, need eight to carry that bitch, you know what I mean?
Nah, he using them shut up row houses. Dump a body in there, no one can tell one smell from another.
Well, whatever he doing, he cold, but he ain't stupid.
Think it's time to try again to talk to the boy.
Hope you got better shit to say than Stringer. Cause Youngin ain't giving no one an ear yet.
Yeah, that's what's up. With these towers down, we need to take the rest of them low rises and all them Fayette Street corners.
Take them? Take them how, Mr. Bodie?
You say fucking and take them.
Nigga, you ain't got the floor. She ain't recognize your ass. Take them how?
I don't know. Just let them fed niggas know, you know, we serious, right? You know, get got, what?
Yeah, like you did on McCullough Street last year. Snatch the real estate, load up, and just wait for some shit to happen, right? Nah, man, we done worrying about territory, man. What corner we got, what project. Game ain't about that no more. It's about product. Yeah. We got the best goddamn product, so we gonna sell no matter where we are, right? Product, motherfuckers. Product. Chair recognized Slim Charles.
Chair, our people got to stand somewhere, don't it? I mean, all the product in the world don't mean nothing if you constantly getting your ass whooped for standing on another fool's corner, man.
Right. We had six of the towers on the terrace, right? All running 24/7, but three of those we had to get the Prop Joe's people to upgrade the package that we was putting out there, right? Now, how much you think we lost in the deal? All right, the answer is we made more. Half the real estate, twice the product. And our profit went up like 8-9%. Yo, get it straight. Your territory ain't gonna mean shit if your product is weak. Go ahead and ask them motherfuckers trying to sell them four tempos when you got niggas riding around in Japanese and German cars in America all day. Territory ain't shit. Especially when you consider it's the fight for the territory that be bringing the bodies and the bodies that bring the police.
Yeah, but how we gonna stand?
Yo, she ain't recognize your ass, man.
How we gonna stand on some...
Come on, man.
How we gonna stand on some corner that's not ours?
Well, we got the best product, right? So the chances are we gonna be able to bring in the competition by offering the re-up with us from our package. Feel me? Everybody making money sharing the real estate. Slim Charles.
But what if they don't cop out re-up, though?
Well, I'm going to worry about that when it happens. Until then, Mr. Charles, we're going to handle this shit like businessmen. Sell the shit, make the profit, and later for that gangster bullshit. Yeah.
Do the chair know we're going to look like some punk-ass bitches out there?
Motherfucker, I will punk-ass
yo,
say
yo,
shit.
Frank.
What?
Frank Poop did have the floor,
shut
man.
Shut the fuck up, man. This nigga too ignorant to have the fucking floor. Y'all niggas need to start looking at the world in a new fucking light. Start thinking about this shit like some grown fucking men. Not some niggas off the fucking corner, you heard me? Adjourn your ass.
At Jiffy Lube, we care about cars. In fact, we're kinda obsessed. That's why we've been taking care of business with quick quality oil changes and service for over 40 years. And with things like our Carful Vehicle Review, where our experts will check, fill, clean, and inspect your vehicle, you'll know we'll car for your car like we car for our own. Jiffy Lube. Car more.
Visit JiffyLubeDC.com to find a Jiffy Lube service center near you.